What's good, everybody? It's your boy, O'Shea Duke Jackson, back at it again with another episode of The Celebrity Junk. Many of you men may have seen this particular video in which Anton Daniels is on the podium with several sisters. And it was on this Instagram page called Welcome to the Culture. And basically, this particular lady is talking about, at this particular scene, black men who become very successful and then reject the ladies that used to reject them when they were young or poor. And so this is how the ladies are going to play it out.
Perfect. I want to shame you. You're perfect. Watch this. In the meme, they were in high school. When the nerd came up to the girl in high school, she was like, ugh, no, I don't want you. And then once she became a baby mama, he was a CEO executive and all that. And she's like, hey, you remember me? He said, ugh, no, I don't want you. I be feeling like, respectfully, y'all is the grown-up versions of the that hurt in high school while we was out with the drug dealers. Let me tell you something. We were victims then making horrible-ass decisions with grown-ass preying on us. Y'all got to let that shit go. You didn't get no in high school, you get now. Get over it.
Absolutely. Because how many times do you hear me and bring up, but what about the girls who had the older guys picking them up in high school?
It was right.
It wasn't right then. It is not right now. And she wasn't the one who was responsible for making it right. He was. He was the older guy.
They can make more. They can make more excuses.
Take some accountability.
They can have as many excuses as they want. I say, God save me from y'all.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm still there.
Dream about.
So we can talk all day about certain topics.
Projection.
You guys can't sit here and say.
All the guys that they want to try to shame for making good decisions.
Mm-hmm. No one's shaming you.
We're not shaming good decisions.
You're not shaming me.
I'm not shaming good decisions.
No one's shaming them for their decision making.
I don't feel shame.
It's actually quite the opposite. You're shaming people
y'all
for making bad decisions.
Why do they keep talking over me? Why do they keep talking over me? Remember this, and this goes for the women too. But I'm speaking to my guys. Anytime that you find yourself in a situation where you dodged somebody that you thought was for you but really wasn't, that's God protecting you.
Absolutely.
That go for women too.
Whenever you raise your standards, fellas, remember, it's not that you got to have a lot of options. You just got to find the best one for you.
So the first thing that I hear from the lady is, well, you need to get over it because we were victims. They preyed on us. Now, this is correct, all right? If you are in the United States and you are a person that is messing with somebody underage, that person is a victim, technically. That's the truth, okay? I saw it coming up in the hood. We all saw it. Yes, yeah, those drug dealers were messing with those younger women. You know, I know of many stories of that. You know, we used to hate that. You see the guys coming up there with the 5.0 Mustangs, those of y'all who old enough to remember it. And yeah, you have 16, 17-year-old girls messing with 23, 24-year-old drug dealers. It was very common. But let's also talk about this. If a 16-year-old commits a severe crime, male or female, in the United States, can they be charged as an adult? The answer is yes. They can be charged as an adult. Why? Because the law would believe that after a certain age, whatever that age may be, even though you're 14, 15, 16 years old, you have the emotional capability to control your emotions and understand what's going on. That's what the law would believe, all right? So they gotta miss me with some of this stuff. Like, you know, we were victims and y'all don't wanna take no accountability. And that's kind of interesting because then she says that the drug dealers don't wanna take no accountability and then they become single moms. Now you could have become a single mom by somebody else, but then the reality is that the drug dealers need to take some accountability. No, you need to take accountability because even after you got legal, most likely you went out and got pregnant by somebody else who was still the same way. Then the guy who is, you know, doing well now, and she said, well, you getting now, you know, that was back in the day. And guys did get over it. They did get over it. And I was one of those young guys, and, you know, hey, I couldn't get it popping when I was real young like I wanted to and got a little older, and I did get over it. Well, know what I did? I stayed my black ass away from y'all. That's what I did. I got over it, and look, I'm way away from where y'all is right now, some of y'all. I hate to say it. I prefer to marry African American woman. I would love to do that, but for the ones I used to like back in the day, I stayed away from y'all. I forgive you. You didn't want to give me opportunity back then. That's cool. Trust me, I see who you're dealing with now. See, that's the problem with some of y'all sisters. See, once guys get exposed, and let me tell you ladies something, especially guys who are talented, okay? Let me just say, for example, if you used to have a job and you could only make $5 an hour, but then you go to some different places and you can now make $50 an hour, you don't want to go back to the job making $5 an hour, okay? And a lady like what she's talking about, you, honey, you are the $5 an hour job in comparison to what these men have seen. Once you have been around the United States, a lot of black men, they work on themselves and start doing better. They have new access to different friends, different families. We're not the same person anymore, okay? And you very well may be a great person. You very well may be a good mother, a good single mom. It could all be the truth, but you're just not what these guys have seen now. And the reality is you want somebody to get over it and give you an opportunity when really we're just doing what you did, which was at the time, you're not the best opportunity. And a guy with money and a guy that doesn't have money at the time, he's the best opportunity. And if you're still a great opportunity 20 years later, a guy will give you that opportunity. But what's happened is you're not. You know, like I had a brother, I don't want to call his name because he's very popular here on YouTube. But he says, or he's known. He says, man, you know, you at the time I was living in Europe, you know, O'Shea, man, it's going to be very difficult for you to come back and marry somebody black because it's just the kind of way that you're going and things that you're seeing. It's going to be hard for you to deal with black women all like that, especially when you're in Europe. You know, you're going to different places. This is going to be your experience. And to be honest, you know, for a guy that has my experience, that is typically true. You know, most men are going to be looking at women that are going to be very similar and in different circles. And a lot of those women, if a man don't have kids, they don't have kids either. Okay. This is what's going to happen. And the reality is that you can't beat where the man is now. Y'all were on the same level then, and you could have built on the same level at that particular time, but you didn't want to. It's not like you LeBron and Savannah James. No, you went somewhere else and now you need the guy to come back and then upgrade you, which means that's a backwards decision. The last thing that somebody that's a successful man wants to do is to come back and then, oh, let me give you an opportunity. Well, all of your emotional drama, you just said that you were taken advantage of, you were a victim, and that is sad, but don't nobody need to deal with that, or they don't have to deal with it. So, and then what we all know to be true, what is that? Once you get conditioned to dealing with a dude like that, typically you always deal with a dude like that. You just deal with the dude like that on my money when I ain't looking. Hello, how many men have went through that of all colors and creeds? So if you get it wrong, a man don't owe you to get it wrong. That's called retribution. It's called fairness. It's called equality. Isn't that what women want? So if you want to pick the right guy, you got to pick the right guy before you make too many mistakes. And Anton Daniel says at the end, you should be thankful that God took the woman away from your life. Now, they were saying, oh, that go for women too. And again, they wouldn't let them talk, which is problematic. Like, I'm not going to be making all this money. I'm not going to be doing very well. I'm not going to be doing all of these things. And, you know, basically having to be dealing with somebody who's over talking, somebody with a bad attitude, somebody who don't get it, somebody who don't have no accountability. Nobody got time for nobody like y'all. I know y'all don't like that. I know you don't want to hear it, but nobody got time for that for real. No, they don't. Nobody got time for that. It's the reality. It is what it is. And it is what needs to be talked about. Nobody got time for y'all like that. Whether or not you believe it, it's up to you. But you're gonna get sent away. You're gonna get sent away, all right? And if you didn't improve yourself, this is gonna be you gotta go back and deal with those pookies. Go back and deal with Pookie and them. Let them deal with you. You don't want them dudes was dusty. Okay. You ain't dealing with them no more. Let Pookie take care of you then. As I always say, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Let Pookie take care of you, baby. You know, and a lot of men and a lot of people in the black community, whether they male or female, people just get tired of dealing with certain things. And one is dealing with somebody who really just didn't appreciate what you was trying to do or whoever it is, and then you go and find the people that really want to deal with you, and then all of a sudden it's a problem. Like, no, we're too old for that, honey. Get yourself together. So, guys, what do you think? It's your boy O'Shea Duke Jackson back at it again with another episode of The Celebrity Junk. I really appreciate you for all that you do. Subscribe, hit the bell. We're out.